In Lausanne, the Fine Arts Museum and the Collection de l'Art Brut are presenting joint exhibitions dedicated to Aloise, a Swiss artist. She suffered from schizophrenia and went on to become a big name in the world of Art Brut. Aloise landed in a mental hospital when she was 32, and she lived in psychiatric wards until her death at age 78 in 1964. But today, experts wonder if she would have been so creative had she received modern medication. Swiss Info correspondent Michelle Laird tells us about the discovery and work of Aloise.
At the beginning, she drew secretly, and that's when the personnel discovered her talent, which nobody knew about before. So there is a theory that it was her illness, her schizophrenia, that actually sparked off a creative need in her. So when she was provided with these big sheets of paper, she just filled them in with all these exuberant drawings of princesses and princes. She had a whole world of her own.
And so it was the belief then that it was her mental illness that fueled her creativity.
Interestingly enough, this is a theory that's that was advanced by Dubuffet himself, that she actually used art to heal in a way. At the beginning, when she was interned, she said she'd lived a death. And title of the exhibition that take place, the two simultaneous exhibitions in Lausanne, the title called The Ricochet Solaire, is her way of describing how her creativity was like the sun ricocheting off her soul. It was like her coming alive. By becoming the master of her own universe, she created this all her beautiful stories that she would then incarnate in her drawings. So it was believed that through her creative drive, she was able to actually come to a feeling of harmony in her own self.
So she was aware that she had a mental illness.
I'm not sure that people who are in those mental states are aware of being that different. She didn't communicate with anybody. She mumbled all the time. So there was no way of knowing what was going on in her mind. But the fact that she felt, you could see she was very happy when she was drawing. And one of the persons to whom we owed the discovery of Aloise was a young intern who took an interest in her, Jacqueline Poré-Forel. And for many years, for more than 20 years, Jacqueline Poré-Forel would go and visit her and just sit by her side. And Aloise would then offer her the paintings almost as if it was the only way for her to communicate with the outside world.
Through images. Interesting. And people have speculated that if she were diagnosed with schizophrenia today and medicated, that she would never have been able to have come up with all of these works of art.
Well, that was a chance comment of the curator whom I was interviewing. As I was leaving the exhibition, she said, today she probably would never have been interned. She would have been medicated instead, which is why I then did a little bit of research about what psychotic drugs do. And there's been a very interesting study that has come out quite recently in March of 2010 that for the first time gives the scientific proof that there is a correlation between very highly creative individuals and schizophrenia. Now, that's not to say that creative people are schizophrenic or that all schizophrenics are creative, but it does map out a way that the brain is connected, or the synapses, that are very similar between the two. Now, by giving drugs that interfere, you're basically going to perhaps break that creative drive in some individuals.
And there are currently two exhibitions in Lausanne. What is the appeal of Aloise, would you say?
What I think is very interesting about Aloise is the whole concept of art brut. One would tend to think that, oh, this is just art done by people who are mad or people who have never been taught art. Well, it goes much further than that. It really is about artists who make a world of their own and lay the images that are in their mind on paper or on canvas or by doing sculptures. So we're a far cry from what I would call naive art. We're not talking about Grandma Moses. We're really talking about a very deep creative urge that finds its way of being expressed in these individuals in a very surprising manner. I was also interested in why the Collection de l'Art Brut in Lausanne draws international crowds. So I asked the curator, Pascal Marigny, what she thought the appeal of Art Brut was to people coming from abroad. And this is what she said.
She's very famous in general in Europe and also in Japan, really because the figures, the themes, love, princes, heroes, it's very sensible for Japanese people. They like Aloise, they like the colors, red, yellow, blue, the beautiful dresses, the composition with a lot of flowers, animals, castles, and beautiful surroundings.
And in the case of Aloise, what is very touching is that it's very, very joyful, very, very spontaneous, and very lovely to see. Both exhibitions are very interesting places to go to just to get a feeling of the mental imagery that existed in the mind of this woman.